In this week's Common Health segment, a doctor who listens. So much so that she turned it into a serious side project called Listening to Patients.
For most people, suicide is an impulse, and just having some time to wait.
There was a person there that was giving out acid, LSD, and to make a long story short, I ended up...
And so I'd feel guilty for purging. I mean, once I got to that point where everything was guilt, I really just wanted to...
Dr. Annie Brewster is an urgent care doctor at Massachusetts General Hospital. She's also the creator of the Listening to Patients series featured on WBUR's Common Health blog. And Dr. Brewster, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So before we talk about listening to patients, let me ask something about you. You started your medical career as an internist, but left primary care after only a few years. Why?
That's correct. I am still technically an internist, but now I work in an urgent care setting. And I left primary care because I found the structure and the way that it's practiced nowadays very sad, really. I went into the field because I love people and I idealized, you know, wanting to have those longitudinal relationships with patients over time. And what I found is that it was really, really hard to get those relationships because of the time constraints. And it's a system that's really more focused on productivity than on building the patient-doctor relationship.
Also, you yourself have been a patient. You were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2001. What was it like to be on the other side of the examining table?
Well, I was actually a medical resident when I was diagnosed, and I initially really didn't accept the diagnosis for a long time. I didn't have a clear diagnosis right away, so it took time before I was really convinced that this is what I had. But what I did learn is that it is quite a process to accept a diagnosis and integrate it into your life. You don't want the illness to define you, but you do need to integrate it and come to terms with it.
So tell us about the origins of the Listening to Patients series.
Well, back at that time when I was first diagnosed with the multiple sclerosis, and I was feeling very private about it and conflicted and scared, obviously, I was hoping and craving to find stories of other individuals who had the same diagnosis and who were going forward, living their lives and integrating it, hopefully moving on to do positive things despite the challenges. And I didn't feel ready to go to a support group or to be in a public setting at that time. So I was hoping that I could find stories, and I didn't find them. So at that point, I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to create a library of stories of different diagnoses and make them available to people so other individuals who have that same diagnosis could listen and not feel so alone with it.
Mm. Well, we have one of the individuals you interviewed as part of Listening to Patients. Larry Brennan is a senior development officer at Massachusetts General Hospital. And Larry, welcome. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me.
So your story, if you could, take us back to spring break 1991. You were a freshman in college. You went to the Bahamas, and your life changed in a big way. What happened?
Yeah, my life changed in a matter of seconds. I was on a booze cruise with my friends, and we had been snorkeling and just swimming in the ocean. The last stop of the day was on Paradise Island. So my friends and I ran down the beach and dove in the water, and that's the last thing I remember. What happened was when I dove in the water, I broke my neck. I either dove right into the bottom because I was drunk, very intoxicated. I either dove right into the bottom or a wave pushed my head under. I don't know what happened. Because of that, you know, I'm paralyzed from the mid-chest down, you know, undergoing months and years of rehabilitation, process of learning to get me to the point I am today.
Sure. So after the accident, you were brought back to Boston. What were those early years of recovery like? Big period of adjustment, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the initial stages were really probably the hardest for me. You know, the doctor tells you what you can't do, which is walk. But it was another individual with a spinal cord injury who came into my rehab room at Boston Medical Center when I was there. He came in and he told me that, you know, I might not be able to walk, but I can still play sports and I could do any activity I really wanted. I just might have to do it in a different way. My life really revolved around sports before my injury. And once I heard that, you know, I really haven't looked back. You know, of course, I've had times when something's gotten me down, but those are pretty short-lived and I'm able to get myself back on track. I know I live a good life and a productive life and I enjoy every moment that I can.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. Annie Brewster, let me ask you, what made you want to interview Larry about his story?
Well, I was interested in the issue of spinal cord injury before I met Larry, and I was interested in that topic because it is an example of your life changing instantly. You have to adjust in an instant. It's not like getting a diagnosis that you can adjust to over time. So it's sort of a different perspective than some of my other stories. And I work at Mass General, as does Larry, and I had seen him there around the halls, and so I emailed him and started the process.
And tell me what you took away from his story. I mean, tell us something about Larry's story that Larry might not tell
us. Sure. Larry's story was a little bit different than some of my other stories because he's 21 years out from the injury. Mm-hmm. So he's had a lot of time to integrate this illness into his life and move forward. But for me, Larry was a perfect example of what I see in a lot of these stories, which is human resiliency, which is really quite amazing. The optimism and the strength that he has really impressed me, that he obviously was faced with some really, really challenging circumstances, and he has chosen to live with joy and gratitude and to give of himself in very productive and meaningful ways.
Larry, let me ask you about that because, I mean, I admire you tremendously just having met you just a few minutes ago, given what you've been through. And Annie's here saying that you live with joy and a sense of resiliency. Were you always like that? In other words, were you a person who had that kind of resilient nature, or did you have to figure out how to access that after the accident?
I think a little bit of both. I think I'm always a glass half full kind of guy. But at the same point, when you're confronted with a life-changing event, you know, you have to relearn how to do everything you know how to do. There's certain frustrations in relearning how to write your name, where your body doesn't work the same way it used to. But then once you start seeing progress, and progress is really what I look towards, I look back as a way to move forwards. I've tried to share that with people and just, you know, make sure I am always cognizant of the different aspects of my life that I should be looking towards, not looking back with regret or anger.
And now you serve as a peer counselor to people dealing with spinal cord injuries, right?
I know how much of a difference it made for me, and if I can share, you know, one piece of advice that might help somebody, and hopefully, you know, they will help, you know, someone along the way who's in a similar situation.
And Dr. Annie Brewster, let me ask you a final question. You talked about why you got involved in this project, and what you missed initially in your medical career was this close contact, this opportunity to have contact with folks. Has this project allowed you to do that in a way that's been satisfying?
It's so amazing to really live into these other people's stories, and it's a tremendous privilege, and it's so meaningful, and I just am struck every time by the amazing human spirit. It's quite incredible.
Annie Brewster is an urgent care physician at Massachusetts General Hospital. She's also the creator of the Listening to Patient series. We also heard from Larry Brennan, Senior Development Officer at Mass General Hospital. He's featured in this week's Common Health Listening to Patient series. Larry Brennan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed sharing my story and talking with you. And thank you, Annie. This was a great process.
And thank you, Dr. Brewster.
Well, thank you for having me.
And there's a link to Annie Brewster and Larry Brennan's story at our website, radioboston.org.
Stay with us. Up next, an essayist and his fact checker do battle over the competing virtues of truth and accuracy in storytelling. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.